Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If we are going to celebrate the start of baseball, an opening day, there is only one person that we wanted to celebrate at 5 o'clock. As you were driving home, and tomorrow you're going to be driving home listening to Royals baseball, there is only one person. Rex Hudler joins us on the show. Hud, you there?
C-Dot, what a question, brother. Thank you so much for giving me some time here the eve before the opener of the 2024 season. I'm thrilled to be with you. How you been, partner?
I'm doing great, Hud. How many years is this with you now calling Royals game? This has to be a dozen now. This has to be.
It's number 13, bro.
Oh, my. 13 so years exciting. You've been calling Royals games?
Yeah, man. I'm so thankful that they won. Because you know that term, winning cures all? That saved Hud, no doubt about it. First couple seasons, you know, bringing a guy that bounces off the wall from, you know, Kansas City. Now I understand, being here over a decade, that they don't appreciate people that come and take their jobs from New York or California. I totally get that now. So when the Royals hired me and they offered me the job, I didn't call them for it. They called me. They told me I was going to have some issues. Man, oh, man, were they right. It was not easy. But you know what? The fans love baseball, and they could tell I did too. And then all of a sudden, my first year in 12, 13 came into a 10-game over 500 team. And then the building just kept going on to the totally top of the mountain. And it was beautiful to see 14 and 15. And then I think the fans said, you know, this guy, he's bringing us good news. I guess we like him. So thank God the Royals won, and thankfully we're heading that direction again, C-Dot.
Right now we're talking to Rex Hudler to get you ready for baseball season. All right, Hud, let's say that somebody was keeping up on the Kansas City Chiefs as they were winning the Super Bowl, and they missed this offseason for the Royals, and it was a really good offseason. Let's say that somebody tomorrow, they're getting their first look at the Royals, they've missed all of spring training. What should that person know about this year's version of the Kansas City Royals?
Well, they should know that this team is a confident team. I think the Royals fan base should be confident. They should be positive in the directions that they moved. They made some short-term investments into the ball club this year for short-term gain, not long-term. We tried the long-term the last couple of seasons with young players. It's just hard to win in this business with young players. We saw what that got us, from our starting rotation to the bullpen. So, look, management went out and said, hey, look, we want our fans to never have to endure a season like that again, and let's just go ahead and add. So they started with pitching, and that's where you start in baseball. That is the main currency in the grand game of baseball. If you don't have starting pitching, you're in trouble. And if you don't have a pen, there's no win. So we all know that what the teams did in 14 and 15 didn't have the greatest starting staff, but they had guys that could throw strikes, and that's what they've got now. The bullpen, they started out with getting a guy named Will Smith, a three-time world champion, three different teams. Never happened before. So this guy's a winner. Okay, he's 6'5", 260. He's going to be our closer. Okay, they went out and got him. They made a kid. They went out and got a very versatile, speedy player named Hampson. Hampson came from the Miami Marlins. A nice player that can play center field and shortstop. A rare combination that you can't find hardly anywhere. A guy that can start in both of those positions. So they started filling holes. And then they got Will Smith. They traded for Nick Anderson. They got Chris Stratton, John Schreiber from the Red Sox. You know, James MacArthur is the only holdover from last year, along with Lyles and Zerpa. And this kid, Matt Sauer, is a Rule 5 guy that throws hard. So there's only two relievers on this team that was on the team last year. So they totally cleaned house. We have a very solid starting five guys with Reagan starting in the first spot. You're going to have Seth Lugo. And you're going to have Michael Wacha, and you're going to have Brady Singer, and then the kid Alec Marsh. These are all good guys, and four of them are all veteran pitchers and starters. So this is a great thing. Now we start with that. They revamp the pitching staff, and they go ahead and go with Bobby Witt Jr., Bobby Baseball, I like to call him last year after his phenomenal season. You got him at shortstop. You got Mikael Garcia on the left side at third base. This is one of the greatest combinations as far as range goes in all of baseball. You got hardly anything going to get through that left side of the infield. They've got Michael Massey when he comes back at second base, who won a Gold Glove in the minors. And then they also got a kid, a veteran player, five-year player, he's got about 6 years in the big leagues, and Frazier, the second baseman. He's going to play over there, left-handed bat. Vinny Pasquantino's back. Salvi's going to play a little first, and he's going to catch. Vermeen's the back catcher. You got Isbell in center field, and Melendez is going to turn into a great power hitter, I believe, in left field. And then a kid, Hunter Renfroe in right, is a new addition. A guy's going to hit 20, 25 home runs for us this year. So there's been ads all over the place. And let's not forget about the greatness that Salvador Perez is. And if he has any kind of health at all, and they're going to try to keep him healthy, he can hit us 25, 35 homers. So in this central division, C-Dot, where there's not really a solid team that's going to stand out outside of the Minnesota Twins, who we're open with tomorrow, there's your team in a nutshell that's really good. It's very talented. I'm very optimistic and excited about this team.
Right now we're talking to Rex Hudler, getting you ready for opening day. Earlier we played the audio from John Morosi of MLB Network. He actually has Cole Reagans winning the American League Cy Young this year. Obviously very high on Cole Reagans this year. I mean, in his 12 starts, I know it wasn't that many with the Royals. He was phenomenal this year. The thing with Cole that I'm going to be excited to see, in HUD, you know this, he only pitched 70 innings with the Royals, and he has less than 150 as a starter. He's going to need to be a guy that stretches that out to give you 180, 200 innings to be kind of what this team needs and to be in contention to win some of those top awards.
Ding, 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 ding. Way to go. I'm just excited to be in with you, C-Dot. You know, you've done your homework. You got a big stud left-hander that won the opening nod over Wacha and Lugo, a couple of veteran starters that throw strikes. Man, it's going to be exciting. I'll try to stay in my seat tomorrow at the broadcast. I promise, you know, and I will do my best, but it's just exciting to see these guys can throw strikes. They're sinker ballers, some of the veteran guys are, and we have a really polished defense. So when you have a pitcher that can pitch the contact and you have defenders that can field the ball and get outs, that's what makes the game go. Your defense, pitching and defense go hand in hand, a staple that the Royals have used in their winning ways when they've had great teams. And this team looks like it's going to be a team that can catch the ball. And we haven't even talked about the offense and the running. We have skills. There's guys that can steal bases too. So they're going to pressure some defenses with that speed. And those are the elements that really can help you score runs when you don't have your home run power working at the time where when you're facing good starting pitching. You got to develop and you got to manufacture some runs. They worked on that all spring. Let's see how it turns over and turns into some runs. Let's see if they can manufacture them.
Hud, I'd be curious to get your answer to this. So I text Jeff Passan after the contract was announced for Bobby Witt Jr., and I asked him what he thought the ceiling for Bobby Witt could be, and he said Ernie Banks. When you watch Bobby Witt Jr., give me your best-case scenario. Let's say that he turns out to be everything that people think he could be. Who could Bobby Witt Jr. turn into?
You say Ernie Banks, which would be a huge compliment. I say another Hall of Famer, Robin Yount. Okay, I compared him his 2 years ago when he first got in the league. And having played a little bit against Robin Yount as I was a young player entering the league and knew all about him from all the legendary tales that I saw and heard, Junior, if you put Bobby Baseball in center field, he would make miraculous plays. Okay, Yount went out there, won a gold glove. He won one at shortstop. I believe that Junior could do that. Now, it's going to take him some time, but he really, really upgraded his defensive skills and the numbers from his rookie season till last year. And so I compared him with Yount. And really, it's not really fair because Yount didn't even play every day for the first 4 years in the big leagues. Junior's been an everyday guy since he's been 22 years old and he went out there. So this kid's a phenomenal talent. I'm so happy that the Royals invested. But then Bobby Witt Jr., Bobby Baseball, said, "I will give you my entire career, Kansas City." Wow, when I read that and heard that, my heart melted and I got a little emotional thinking about the Kansas City baseball here from Ewing Kauffman onto the Glass family and now onto the Shermans. People who want to keep the team here, who want to have a legacy being built right here in Kansas City, that's exactly where you start.
Right now, we're talking to Rex Hudler, getting you ready for the start of baseball season. Hud, I always love your stories. I appreciate your stories. Opening day is tomorrow. You know the excitement of opening day. Tell us the story of your first opening day in the majors.
That wouldn't have happened unless it was by default. Man, I'll never forget that. Because I was a utility player when I got to the big leagues. And I played 10 years every day in the minors. But once I accepted my role and said, "Okay, Uncle, I want to be in the big leagues. I'll be your utility player," it was in Wrigley Field. It was 35 degrees, and the night before or the day before, we had a workout in center fielder. I'm playing for the Cardinals. Joe Torre was my manager, and Ray Langford tweaked his hamstring. He was a center fielder, and so the morning of the opening day, Joe Torre comes to me and goes, "Hey, Hud, you're in. You're hitting second playing center field behind Ozzie Smith." And man, I had to use the restroom really quick. And then once I did and blew the commode up, I went out there and when they introduced the starting lineup and Ozzie Smith was introduced and they introduced me next, man, I was shaking. Man, not because it was 35 degrees, but because I was scared to death in Wrigley Field. It was so fun. I'll never forget the energy and the emotion of that. And I'm sure that turned into a comfortable 0-for-4. But still, I believe we won the game. And that was my only shot in about 13 years in the big leagues. But look, I realized that it wasn't just opening day. It was a special day, but there's 161 more other games. So I didn't get too worked up over it.
No, and that makes perfect sense. I mean, baseball, I think what's really cool about it is that it is every day, you know, and you always talk about you kind of got to ride the wave, the highs and the lows of it, and you can't let that affect you. But, you know, there are certain days on the baseball calendar that just feel different than other days. Like if you get a home game on the 4th of July, that's a really special moment. You know, opening day is one of those. I mean, the first baseball game I ever went to was an opening day. It was Royals and Twins, and I remember just seeing how happy everybody was, the pageantry. It was a warm day. You know, those days were really special. So you mentioned Cole Reagans and him getting the first start. Like, this is one of those memories that you will carry with you. You made the start on opening day.
Oh, for sure. And you know, just the fact that it's going to be 65 degrees and we're not all fretting cold weather because, you know, baseball and cold weather do not go hand in hand, and fans don't like to sit in it, but, you know, it is what it is. But to be 65 degrees, and right now I'm on my porch, I feel that sun. This is going to be an exciting afternoon for baseball fans in Kansas City. To be able to go to that beautiful ballpark at Kauffman and see the fountains, you know, going and the green grass, and it's just it's the opening of summer. Really, opening days are, so it's really going to be a great weather day, and just looking forward to winning this game, because now that they're starting for real, this is going to be an important month. C-Dot, they've got to be able to be 500 in this month. I mean, that's a really good month. If we can be 500, that's right. Just 500 if we can. If not, a few games under or a few games over, I mean, I think we'll be good. But we have, the last 5 years, our teams have been falling behind so far that they're 6-7 games out by the time that April rolls around or May. I mean, we just got to be able to not play catch up. We got to stay even with the pack, and then I believe they'll settle in. But they've had 6 weeks to get to know each other. All these new players are getting to know each other, and I think they're ready to break and break in good fashion.
Yeah, I saw a stat today from Rob Collins of Fox 4 that 19 of the Royals' first 32 games are against teams that made the postseason last year, and you're right. I mean, what has really hurt this team over the course of the last few years is you just get behind the eight ball and you're constantly playing catch-up. That I've kind of looked at it as a 40-game window. I just want to see this team, this organization, tread water for the first 40 games and at least put yourself in a position where anything can happen.
C-Dot, you're right on like you always are, bud. But I'll tell you what, it's starting pitching. Starting pitching keeps you from having long losing streaks and keeps the winning streaks going. And it also is going to play a big factor in this first month of the season. It's the first few games in March and then into April against those great teams. Look, those teams aren't going to all start out hot either. So we can catch up on these guys and beat up on a few of them here. And just focus on one game, but try to take a series at a time and see how many series you can take. And it's really difficult in baseball to predict. It's not a predicting game. And the great professional writers that we have in the game, which is wonderful to have these guys who promote our game, you know, they even tongue-in-cheek say, hey, I'm going to give you my predictions, ha, ha, ha. Because baseball, it's just way too difficult to predict. It's not like any of the other sports. None of the other sports are played every day. So when you have everyday action, you know, where these guys are given 100% every single day, unfortunately, injuries are a part of the game. So do some of your star players get injured? No, we hope not, but it happens. So you just can't control that, and that's why it's a tough game to follow. But what is fun is it's a social game. You can bring grandma. You can bring grandpa. You can bring your cousins or a business partner, rent a suite, a party suite, and get to know some people. It's a social event. Baseball has always been a social event. You know, basketball, football, it's noisy and too fast. I mean, you don't have time to communicate and talk. You just watch the action. Baseball, there's some downtime. It's fun. It's a great opportunity to bring somebody. We don't have to worry about opening day. We know there's going to be people there. It's going to be sold out. But how about the rest of the weekend? Let's fill it up. Let's keep enjoying the grand game. C-Dot, I'm so blessed to be able to be a color commentator here in Kansas City and live here year-round and feel the love in this city and to feel the people, the philanthropic people that live here, people who love to give. And it's just a wonderful place to live and to work. I don't even call it work. It's so fun to go to the yard. I can't wait till tomorrow.
Hud, I've never asked you this question. I'll get you out of here. Whenever you get a hot dog, what do you put on your hot dog?
Oh, man, I'm going with some strong – I want spicy mustard, hot and spicy. Give me a little relish, and I'm good, bud. Look, I don't need no ketchup. Ketchup, you can put on anything. I'm going with a hot spicy mustard, some relish, and I hope it's a foot-long dog, believe it.
That is Rex Hudler joining us on the show today, Royals television broadcaster, friend of the show, always great to catch up with Hud. Hud, tell Jennifer and Kate I said hello.
C-Dot, you're one of our favorites. Thank you so much for being our friend, buddy.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.